Now, they have a form to help you with that also. It's called a business tracking register. And I have to laugh because before I didn't use one of those in the old days because we didn't have one. But I made up my own, and amazingly enough, it had exactly the same headings they have on this one, except I had a different title, and I had just 10% on expenses. And they have it divided into 5%. For Section 2 and 5% for the Preferred Customer Program. But I want to tell you the title of mine because I really like the title of my sheet. It's called Entrepreneur or Embezzler. You decide. Isn't that a little more fun than Business Tracking Register? So it also was a reminder when I logged that money in as to where it went, which account it went into, that was always there. Am I an entrepreneur or am I an embezzler? So it was a constant reminder. Anyway, the 60-40 financial plan, I explained to you what the 60% was about. Now, the 40% is your earnings and your profit. And it's from this money, as I said earlier, you're going to pay for your inventory loan, all your business expenses. And then it's after that, that's what you get to keep. And that's exactly why you do not want to go buy 5 T-shirts that say, I do facials while you're down here, because I have to believe there is something you would rather do with that money than have 5 T-shirts that say, I do facials. I also forgot to mention you want that set up, the 60% account, as a debit account so that you can use that debit number to place your orders online with Mary Kay. The money has to be in there for it to go through, but it will be if you're using this plan. The difference between debt and investment. Debt is something that is accumulated when it's spent and it's gone forever. That's like going out and putting a new wardrobe on a credit card or buying groceries. That is spent and there's nothing you can do to make money with what you just purchased. However, when you are investing, you are actually putting your money in something that you can turn around and use to make money. And that's the difference between debt and investment. Businesses are used to having debt because they use someone else's money to be able to make money. Some suggestions that I have for you is consistency. And that only comes first of all, just like we're tracking our finances, you have to track your actual activity because even myself, I think I do more than I do. And you don't know unless it's really written down on paper. And I often will have somebody say, you know, if I had the bookings, I'd go hold them. I just can't get bookings. Let me say this to you. If the company came in here right now and said, okay, anyone in this room, if you will hold 4 faces a week or a power start even for this month and next month, and we'll give you a $10,000 bonus, how many of you could come up with those bookings and make them hold? Everybody could. So it's not a matter of can I, it's more of a matter of will I, and will I do the effort to do it. So you can do it. Get 1 to 2 booking ideas and stick with them until they're your own. Be willing to go over, through, around obstacles to get the momentum going. And whenever you have an obstacle, come up with 3 to 5 options for overcoming that obstacle. There is an answer to everything. It's not always one we want, but there's always an answer. And so I do 3 to 5 options, and then I have to pick one when I'm faced with an obstacle. On the activity, be willing to commit to at least 5 contacts a day. And I want to just show you what the numbers like that look like. If you did 5 contacts a day, 5 days a week, that is 100 new contacts a month. And we can squeeze 5 contacts in every day, no matter what our schedule is. And don't you think out of 100 new contacts in a month that you could get 10 bookings at least? Customer service, make it really easy for your customers to buy romance and learn how to sizzle sell those benefits. If you're not really well versed in the product line, go to the lookbook. That's the first place I send new consultants for their product knowledge. I say, just read this book and get familiar with what it says. Let's just talk for a second about those last 4 categories, the peace of mind account, the retirement, the college, and I really want to spend a little bit of time on the dream account. And the dream account is where you get these other things in line, and then you hold one more class a month, and the money from that goes into your dream account. And what I like to think about even when I don't have a specific thing I'm using it for, I think about all the options I have. I could do this with it. I could do this with it. I could do this with it. So think about what it could be for you, things that are possible because money was saved in other places. You know, money gives us choices. But there's benefits that we receive that have no price tag. My true joy and motivation is to make a difference in the lives of others, a difference with the women entrusted to me through my area and the adoptee program, to make a difference with the women who attend the Bible studies I lead and the ones to whom I'm a spiritual mentor, to make a difference to the international students I host as they come to our country and to our local top 10 college, to make a difference through tithing, and most importantly, to make a difference in the life of my daughter. These things are priceless to me. And you too can have that kind of financial freedom and a life of fulfillment. I don't believe that God gives you a dream that he doesn't also give you the wherewithal to achieve it. I start every day with a prayer of gratitude for what I've already had, because why would he give you more if you don't appreciate what you have? I want you to look at me and remember, I was the woman who was willing to sell her guitar. I was the woman that sat at her desk alone with a heavy heart, acknowledging a list of liabilities and expenses. And look at me. I am one of the many women who Mary Kay has paid over $2 million in commissions. I was where many of you are right now. I had a purpose. You do too. Get clear on what your purpose is. And when you go home, get your financial matters in order. Know what you own, know what you owe, know what you need. Make more than you can spend, because if you make $1 million and you spend $2 million, it's still a problem. Value the paychecks of the heart, show gratitude, and party with a purpose. Thank you, and God bless you.